Second.
Technology. I know, unbelievable. Right?
We're backing up here. Wow. Welcome to the Captain's Log. Yakov Smirnoff in the house today.
Hi.
Let's make sure we don't crash before we get out of
here. Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be not a good Captain's Log. That would be like Captain's Crash and Burn. So welcome, everybody. We're in Naples, Florida. We just did radio. We're going to have some fun. We're with Yakov.
We are.
What a country, right?
Yeah.
It's been great.
We're having fun. Yes, we are. We did how many shows?
We just did four radio shows.
Four radio.
In Fort Myers, and now we're in Estero. We're heading back to Naples. Going to get you some rest.
Yes.
Then we have a 7 o'clock show tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So tell us about going back to school. You're getting your doctorate degree?
I am. It's really an exciting time in my life. I found that there's a lot of information that I did not know about relationships. And what was interesting in this discovery for me, that it's like when I came to America, a lot of people remember me being this wide-eyed immigrant who is trying to understand what's happening in this country. So it's the same principle I'm applying only to relationships, and recognizing that there's some things we're just not paying attention to, we're just not aware of them. But once you make them funny and visible, then they become something that you can use in your life.
When did you realize that you wanted to be like the new matchmaker?
I don't know if it's matchmaking more. I think it's more like a group therapy.
Okay.
You know, of recognition that you see some things that people just need to be aware of. And once they're aware of it, they can make their own choices. But if we don't know something, it's like, you know, when people used to smoke, chain smoke, and they didn't know it was hurting them.
Right.
And so the same thing is happening when it happens slowly in the society. Things shift and nobody's paying attention. And it's because it's slow. But when somebody points it out and says, here's what happened over this last 60 years or 70 years that we did not really anticipate because it's all new, and the relationships are falling apart. The divorce rate is pretty astronomical. It's like 50% on the regular couple, first marriage, 67% second marriage, 73% third marriage in divorce.
You had your first marriage in a divorce?
I did.
And now you're single?
I'm dating.
You're dating.
I have a girlfriend, yeah.
More than one?
One.
Just one?
One, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but we're
not...
So
that's serious?
I think so. At this moment, we're
She might
we're
be watching
still,
me, but yeah. Yeah, very serious. It's very serious.
It's very serious, yes.
That's right. That's right.
But it's still... there's some challenges because she's, you know, she lives in Ukraine, where I grew up. So moving to another country is kind of scary for her. So I understand it, which
Absolutely.
Is, I grew, you know, I remember my mom was scared to move to America for years. My dad wanted to move, but mom didn't want to. And so having that experience in my life, I'm realizing I'm compassionate. I understand that it takes time, but it doesn't mean she will eventually want to do it, you know, so, and that's understandable.
When you came over from Ukraine, you came with your family or you came alone?
Yes.
You did? Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, my dad wanted to get out years before mom did. And then finally I started performing in the cruise ships and I decided that I need to go. And so when I was ready to go, then mom said, okay, well, let's go all together. So we did.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really is nice. And so how did you come up with the catchphrase, what a country?
You know, it was a process because it wasn't obvious to me, but then one of the audience members at the Comedy Store, I remember, walked out And I said what a country several times in my show, but I didn't see it as a catchphrase. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
And the guy slapped me in the back and said, what a country. And that kind of gave me, oh, wow, that it's something that audience can retain and remember and say it. That's a niche. That's a phrase that needs to continue. And I tried since then to come up with new ones. I have one, and I use it in the show. It's I bet you never thought of it that way. And that's another catchphrase that people, if you say it many enough, they remember that.
I never thought of it that way.
There you go.
See?
It's already working.
Yeah. It's very catchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to doing this week while you're in town?
Well, I think that I'm inspired with your suggestions in terms of comedy clubs. I haven't done many comedy clubs in the last 30 years.
Right.
So this is interesting to me to reach to a new audience with the angle of live, laugh, love, or love, laugh, live, depending on which way you want to twist it.
Yeah.
And help people with my education, with my doctorate degree coming, you know, and my dissertation. I feel like I can really get a lot of people some information that would be very helpful.
I mean, I think everyone likes to laugh, and that's kind of like the spirit of life.
Yes.
So I totally think that, you know, it's going to be a good hook. People will enjoy that. I mean, you're going to give them a lot of knowledge. You're going to give them a feel-good show.
Yeah.
And everyone's laughing. So they get the best of, like, all...
That's true.
All worlds, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reaches all the senses, too. You know, it's a... visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. It's part of the learning system that we have built in, and I think it will work. So I'm excited about doing a workshop on Sunday night. We just
That's kind of
made it official, actually, afternoon from 2 to 4, and it's only $25, and you can actually get the tools that can help you create a better relationship.
I think that's really something that people kind of aspire to do. So by being able to sit down and listen to you explain to them step by step and laughing along the way.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a wonder. So
yeah, yeah.
That's going to be really catchy across
the
country.
Win-win for everyone, yes.
Really, really will be. Do you live in L.A. now?
Yes, I do, in Malibu, yes.
And you like it?
I like it. I like
but
it a
you
lot.
Were in Branson for
I
years.
I lived in Branson for 23 years, and last 3 years I've been back in California.
Yep.
And going, you know, getting my doctorate degree. And I still travel. You know, I'm here in Florida. And I still do shows, but I also want something significant to be left after I'm gone. And to me, happily ever laughter, or I bet you never thought of it that way, or live, laugh, love, will, I think, has a potential to stay after I'm gone.
I agree. You're in the process of kind of reinventing yourself right now.
Yes, very much so. And it's exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. Well, don't forget, guys, this is the Captain's Log. Yakov Smirnoff, our guest today. We're going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club all week, Thursday through Sunday. Get tickets at offthehookcomedy.com. You can call us 239-389-6901. Come laugh.
You're
Naples.
Yakov.
Yeah, come laugh your yuck off. That's a great way to end the Captain.